The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back, everybody. We are the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We have moved the Spartan Studios just south of Grand Rapids to Allen Bob Sports on 3100 South Division Avenue. You got to get down here and check this out. Again, you got three excuses why you're not here. You're in the duck blind, you're in your tree stand, or you're on your back deck firing up that grill. It's a beautiful day out. It's a little crisp this morning. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, dude, that rejoin song is perfect because ooh, that smell. Right now, we're going to talk with Rob Russell, who's out in Kansas City at the American Royal, where I'm supposed to be. And ooh, that smell. Rob, are you listening? Are you with us, buddy?
I'm with you.
Hey, ooh, that smell. What are you smelling right now? I can only imagine.
You wouldn't believe it. I mean, we've got like, I think there's around 600 teams here, which is a huge contest. Probably the biggest one in the world. And the smells are like, you know, these guys that are doing the invitational, the guys that do the invitational are the ones that have to win. They have previously had to win a state championship, and they get invited to do the invitational part of the Royal. That'll be anywhere from 150 to 200 teams. So they start cooking last night, and their turn-ins start about 11 o'clock this morning. So you're starting to smell, you know, when you get that brisket that it's, you know, it's really getting done, and you smell that brisket and you smell that pork butt. You're smelling that. You're smelling hickory. You're smelling apple smoke, cherry smoke. And it's just, I mean, it's filled the air. If you can imagine, probably with the Invitational and the Open, there's probably 650 teams here, and all of them have at least two smokers. So, you know, you're looking at 12 to 1,500 smokers all going at once. Well, some of the guys that are cooking the Open, you know, that was their big party last night. Thousands of people, big tents. I mean, you just look, as far as you can look, you see tents and smokers, and you're seeing a little bit overindulgence left over from last night. I mean, the big party night at the American Royal was Friday night.
So we're talking with Rob Russell from the Kansas City tournament that happens every year. It's called the American Royal. Rob is from The Good One. He's our favorite cowboy. I was supposed to be actually hanging with you and Tony and the boys all day today and tomorrow out there. And, of course, you know, you guys kind of changed the meeting on us, so I bailed. But I'm sure glad you called in because I just wanted people to get a little sense of what goes on at the Royal and kind of a feel for how many people do you think will be attending that over the four-day period?
Oh, it'll be 30, 40, 50,000 people.
Okay.
I bet you there was probably 20,000 people there last night. It's crazy.
That's a big crowd.
All the big companies in Kansas City, you know, that's when they throw their annual party to invite their clients. I mean, the big banks, you know, the big insurance companies, you'll see 200 and 300 foot long tents that they just throw out the barbecue and the beer and the wine, and it's just a big party, and that's what they live for every year.
Well, we're so glad you called in, Rob. I appreciate it, and I'll see you in a month, and keep feeding those bucks for me.
Yeah, they'll be here. I won't have them capped up in a pen for you, but I'll have them pretty close.
Yeah, well, tie one up for a tree, because I got a little bet with Bob, so he's going to need all the help he can get. But, hey, Rob, good to talk with you, brother. Have some fun down there at the Royal, and we'll chat with you again soon.
Okay, Jop.
All right, that was our cowboy, Rob Russell, from the Royal down in Kansas City. Hey, now joining us, it's a real treat for the Grillin' Guys. We finally got a pro on the other end of a microphone here. Brett Makita's joining us. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hey, good to have you here. Like I said, you were covering the East Grand Rapids game last night against Lowell, and you were up there in that nice big press box they've got. That's quite the structure.
Well, you know what they call it? They call it the Little Big House. And if you think about it, I never did, but as that thing was going up and someone mentioned that to me, if you've ever been to Ann Arbor, mm-hmm. they've got the big structure just like this. And then now with the brickwork around, it's a beautiful place what they've done there at Memorial Field. And it does look like a little big house.
It does. And the Red Arrows brought it to them last night, so I went home happy.
I was going to say, and you fed a happy Lowell team, I think, didn't you?
Oh, my gosh. the scene in that Lowell locker room, my wife was dying to go because our son Jordan's on the team, and, you know, he's a senior, and it's the last time we'll be doing this hurrah. But to go into a locker room like that, you've got 60 guys running around in, you know, either nothing or jocks or half their clothes, and the music is so loud your head's going to explode. And of course, after a victory, they're really pumped. And when they play East Grand Rapids, it's always a big game. We go back and forth every year, and it's the first time we've won there in like 4 years. So four times on that field.
No, five.
Yeah,
five.
Okay.
You were 0-5. Sorry to bring that up.
Yeah, no, that's okay. So it made it pretty sweet, and I had smoked about 12 butts. I brought you one of them.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it's out in the car.
How do you explain that to your wife, by the way? Because she's not hip on all the, I've got a smoke butt, honey, in the car.
You know what? She helped me pull them yesterday, bless her heart. I was falling behind, and she helped me pull them on the counter. If you have to pull one butt, I mean, it's a fair amount of work, 12 of them.
Yeah.
It's a chore.
But it's all worth it now because they got the victory, and it was a beautiful thing. And, something I you've witnessed, but I want to tell people about that is really cool, is I don't think the coaches sometimes receive enough credit for what they do as far as an extension. You know what the kids do for Lowell and the community and East Grand Rapids, and now we're getting into these, Pink Arrow Project and all these different things. But last night I saw something. I told Coach Dean afterwards, after we did our Fox 17 interview, that was so cool. And the coaches didn't really want to publicize this, but they had the eighth graders for Lowell and East Grand Rapids there at Memorial Field playing before the big boys. And that was something that the coaches set up because they have wonderful youth programs. Your sons went through that. I mean, tremendous youth programs.
Both schools have phenomenal youth programs.
And for those people who arrived late, and it was a late-arriving crowd because of the weather, there was parents and everything out there at when I arrived at 4:30. And these eighth graders are getting used to what this Lowell East Grand Rapids rivalry is. And a lot of people don't know this. Coach Dean and Coach Sturzma started as rivals, both young coaches, but they're really actually pretty good friends now. And you would never know that because that's like taboo. It's Lowell East Grand Rapids, right? And so I just want to give kind of that information out today and let people know. I mean, if you saw the physicality last night and the effort, and you and I talked about this, that's why we love high school football. Nothing against college and pro. These kids are getting nothing. They're working their butts off.
And the coaches really don't get a whole lot either.
Oh, no.
I fed 60 players and then 20 coaches.
Yeah.
These guys, most of them are volunteers.
Absolutely.
I mean, and if they do get any kind of stipend, it's a stipend. You got to have your heart in it.
And these quarterbacks took shots last night, the running backs.
Oh, yeah.
Every yard was tough to get.
Tony Romo, the East Grand Rapids quarterback. Yeah. I mean, he now knows what Tony Romo's going through.
Exactly. Yeah. So just a wonderful atmosphere, and I'm glad that we could bring it to everyone on WVBL. But that's what high school football epitomizes every Friday night if you get a chance to go out to a game, guys.
Yeah. And, the Lowell fans love playing against East because they're both great teams. And for the most part, both sides have very good sports, and it just makes it fun. You want to beat them, but, you don't hate them. They're just good competition.
If you're tuning in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We're joined by Brett Bikita from Bikita and Bentley Show, and he's breaking down a little bit of that Lowell East Grand Rapids game last night. But we got some big games going on today, too, don't we?
Yeah,
Brett,
we do.
What's going on in college world?
Well, Michigan State, Ohio State's a monster game. Big Ten Conference openers across the board. Minnesota and Michigan will get it started at noon, but we have the Michigan State, Ohio State game. 2:00 we'll start our coverage, and then that leads right into nothing against Wolverine fans and Spartan fans. We've got a ton around here. But Wisconsin and Nebraska.
That's a game.
I mean, 7-8 in the country. And we'll have that game live after our Michigan State coverage tonight. It's an 8:00 kickoff in Madison. Too much red and white for me, but it's going to be crazy. And you know what? They will be grilling, and they will be drinking a lot of beer in Madison for that game.
Another team to watch and local football is Grand Rapids Christian.
Absolutely.
Wow.
And East Grand Rapids will get a shot at them.
What a surprise. That's going to be a good game. Thanks a lot, Brett.
No problem. Thank you.
You know, running down the rest of our West Michigan teams, Western is playing at Connecticut. Ferris has got Lake Erie. CMU is with against Northern Illinois, and our Grand Valley is up against that monster Tiffin University team. So there's a lot of local football going on. Regardless of the team you support, you got to get out, get on the tailgate, fire up that grill, because you know what? There's a beautiful day out there. The sun is shining, and we are ready to tailgate.
Hey, and don't forget, on the 15th, we're going to be up at the Ferris homecoming, Ferris State University. We're going to be doing a great, great tailgater up there. So head to Ferris. Go
Coming
Bulldogs.
Back, we've got Bob's little Polo Libre, a deer camp must-have, and we're going to do a little segment of Man Law. Stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.